Week 8, Day 1. Today's scripture reading is Isaiah 39, 5 through chapter 40, verse 1 through 11. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and that which your fathers have stored up till this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. And some of your own sons who will come from you, whom you will father, shall be taken away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "The word of the Lord that you have spoken is good." For he thought, "There will be peace and security in my days." "Comfort, comfort my people," says your God. "Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all of her sins. A voice cries, 'In the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.' A voice says, 'Cry.' And I said, 'What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows on it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Go on up to the high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice and with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good news, lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, 'Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that are with young.'" Malachi chapters 3 and 4. "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. And behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. They will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the hired worker in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, against those who thrust aside the sojourner and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O child of Jacob, are not consumed. From the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you will say, 'How shall we return? Will man rob God?' Yet you are robbing me. But you say, 'How have we robbed you?' In your tithes and contributions. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to rest, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need, I will rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not destroy the fruits of your soil, and your vine in the field shall not fail to bear, says the Lord of hosts. Then all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord. But you say, 'How have we spoken against you?' You have said, 'It is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping his charge, or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts?' And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape." Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. "They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day is coming that shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet. On the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all of Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with the decree of utter destruction. Something Isn't Right by Woody Gates. If there's one thing nearly everyone on earth can agree on, it's this: something isn't right. Whether you're an environmentalist trying to save the Amazon, an LGBTQ activist pushing for cultural change, a Navy SEAL deployed in a war zone, or a Christian missionary preaching the gospel abroad, you've looked at the world and sensed its brokenness. Across all walks of life, the conclusion is strikingly similar. The world is not as it should be. The world is in need of redemption. Anyone who takes a good look around can see that the world is broken. So we must ask the question, why is the world broken and how can we fix it? The Bible gives it to us straight. We broke it, Jesus came to fix it. From the moment sin entered the world, God had a rescue plan in motion to restore it. In our reading today, Israel feels that brokenness. Israel feels the absence of God. Israel knows something isn't right. So God offers a peek into his plan to fix it. Let's start with some context. Isaiah 39 ends with the chilling prophecy foretelling Israel's exile in Babylon. Jerusalem's sin is reaching a boiling point. Their trust in God is failing, and they are now on a collision course that will lead to 70 years of captivity under the thumb of the Babylonian Empire. The exile occurs after chapter 39 and chapter 40 skips to Israel in the thick of it. Old Testament scholar Michael Chan hypothesizes the exile is anticipated in chapter 39 and then only assumed in Isaiah 40. It's as if the editors didn't need to, or perhaps couldn't bear to, talk about that time, when God handed over God's beloved daughter Zion into the hands of a vicious foreign army. It is here that God offers hope. Isaiah 40 foretells Jesus' coming. It also gives us our first prophecy of John the Baptist exclaiming, "A voice cries, in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." So, to summarize, Isaiah 40 is God telling his beloved people, "I'm on my way to rescue you." Malachi echoes a similar message. This time, however, it isn't another nation oppressing them, it is their own sin. We often forget that even if we somehow fix every external threat or problem, the real issue resides in our flesh. So once again, God promises a messenger who will prepare a way for the coming Messiah. This week, we're zooming in on that messenger. Our goal is to learn how we can prepare a way for Jesus for those around us by observing John the Baptist. What an honor it is to tell the good news of Christ to a world that so desperately needs it. Just like Israel, we live in tension, longing for things to be made right and yet invited into God's plan to make them right. Like John the Baptist, we don't have to be the Savior, we just have to make space for him. Question 1. What issues do you see in the world today that people try to fix with worldly solutions when they really need spiritual solutions? Question 2. What external forces in your life make it hard to feel close to God? Question 3. What internal thoughts, patterns, and habits make you feel far from God? Daily Prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your redemption. Show me how to partner with you to bring heaven to earth. Amen.